Hey everybody, how are you? Welcome to the Blade Runner Minute, our show where we talk about the movie Blade Runner 1 minute at a time. I'm Pete, and today I am joined by a very special guest. Tell them your name, special guest.
My name is Fred.
We're talking about minute 18. And it starts with a view of Tyrell's office. They came into the Tyrell building.
It's big.
And it's a big old office. And he's there. What's he doing there again?
He went to meet Lois Einhorn.
He's going to meet Einhorn.
No, Ray Finkel.
Bryant sent him. He said we got a skin job over at the Tyrell building. I want you to go put the machine
to house Tyrell.
He's going there to see this replicant and put the machine to it and see if it could pass because it's a Nexus 6. Uh-huh. And that's the point up until this point.
So he's basically doing quality control.
Yeah, but we don't know. He's met by this beautiful woman, and she says, "My name is Rachel." She says it just like that, "I'm Rachel."
Yeah.
That's exactly how she said
like,
it.
She's laces in.
And right before the minute ends, you hear somebody, "Is this an empathy test?" It sounds like.
Who's that somebody?
I don't know. We don't see who it is, do we?
No.
Do we see him or we just hear the voice?
No, but I think we should be talking about the owl first. Because
the fake ass owl?
Well, here's the thing. Did they use a real owl to make the movie? Because I'm going to guess they did, so it's kind of like cheating.
So he says, is it a fake owl? She says, yes.
All right.
So they used what you're saying is important, because they used a real owl to pretend to be a fake owl.
Right. And then they made Harrison Ford ask the most obvious question.
Artificial?
Yeah. No shit. When's the last time anyone's seen an owl?
Artificial? Part-time.
So why do they keep talking about animals and fake animals and replicant animals in this movie? Because nobody has specifically said that animals are not around anymore.
Supposedly, they never say it once.
In the beginning of the movie, doesn't know what a turtle is.
Yeah.
Or doesn't know what a tortoise is.
Right.
Never seen a turtle.
Right.
Doesn't know what a tortoise is.
Okay.
And now the owl has to be artificial. Why?
So they're saying in this universe, there's no internet.
There are no...
Because you could totally see all of that.
So this guy's just not Googling.
They don't have Google in this universe.
I'll tell you what.
They got it wrong.
All right. Here's my point. I don't think there are animals. I don't think there are very many animals left in the world.
I think the reason why they made Harrison Ford ask that dumb question is to imply that there are very, very few animals left.
That's my point.
That's why he needs to ask if it's artificial. Because that means they still exist.
That's what I'm getting at.
But it's very rare.
But there was no, and it's cool. It's such good filmmaking because
he's like, is this absinthe? But no, it's like real absinthe. Because they don't make that with the thing anymore.
Carlsberg, perfect.
I'll drink absinthe.
If it was made today, somebody would have come up. He would have said, "Is it artificial?" Because there are no more animals today.
Yeah.
Like if this movie was made today, it would be for the dumbest.
It could be that, or it could be there are no animals, so he's surprised to even see one.
Yeah.
And he wants to make sure it's not a real one because wow, it's like dragons. They're not real until they show up.
You know? No, that's my point. Like they're saying it without saying it flat out.
Yeah.
By him asking, is it artificial?
Right.
We as the viewer now realize, oh, there's no more animals in this world. Yeah. It's this weird post-apocalyptic.
And the word artificial sounds weird. I wouldn't have chosen artificial.
What would you have chosen?
I would have chose like engineered, as a word.
Engineered.
Because artificial means like, am I even seeing it?
No. Artificial. I take that as it's a robot.
Yeah.
Were you going to say engineered?
Right.
Could be still biological. Engineered could still be
like,
a human.
What's that thing? It's not a droid. It's a...
Android. Cyborg.
Right. This is where she first shows up.
So Rachel shows up.
Sean Young.
I got a big crush, bro. We just saw her at...
We saw her at Wintertime. Let's talk about how rude it is that Deckard asked how much the bird is. Like, it's a little gauche.
Expensive.
Yeah, it's like... Really going to ask? That's a little like... Show some class, Deckard.
Must be expensive.
Like, what about your stupid jacket? That looks expensive.
Of course. And she says,
I'm a robot. Oh!
I'm a robot, too.
Oh! Am I?
Is this to be an empathy test between two robots? Oh! Fredo, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Are we starting yet? We're starting now. We're going to start it now.
We are?
Yeah. When's the first time you saw Blade Runner?
I saw Blade Runner.
Tell me your Blade Runner
it's
history.
It's actually pronounced Blade Runner.
Blade Runner.
It was at my apartment. You brought it. I fell asleep. We went to the theaters when the sequel was coming out.
To pull them out.
So to see it again, and I must say, I did not fall asleep in the theater.
Yeah.
Because it was pretty good.
I pushed this on you. I pushed this on you like a dealer.
He pushed it on me like a few minutes from now in this movie.
Like.
Really inappropriately pushed it on me.
That's coming up. Something important I want to point out.
Yes, bonsai trees.
Is the fact that you're moving my rug way too far back from the wall. Can you please kick that back? Yeah, sorry. Thanks. We don't all have rubber padding on our IKEA rug. Deckard himself. Sandra and I have been discussing. We've been disgusting.
I know.
We've been discussing whether or not these replicants, be it Nexus 6s or previous models, are in fact machines, engineered humans, human-machine hybrid, or something else made of macaroni or something like that. Deckard himself just said, replicants are like any other machine. They're either cool or I gotta shoot them in the face.
Right.
So he just called them machines. So what's your take? You saw the movie. You know about the movie.
Yeah.
Are these things robots? Robots?
What are the things in Westworld?
Robots.
That's what probably it is, because all the parts work. Seems to work. Right?
Yeah,
you could have relations with the replicant, no problem.
Well,
some replicants are made for this.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, like Chris, your basic pleasure model is what they call her.
Right. So which means
that
there's machinery and there's like really, really nice upholstery in there.
So if you move your pelvis the wrong way, you're gonna hit a gear. So what do you like about the scene? We just watched the minute. I know you haven't watched the movie. I've watched the movie 100,000 freaking times.
I like the way it was shot more than anything.
Isn't it beautiful, that office?
It's
that
so nice.
Wide shot with the window.
Yeah. It's like every evil guy from the 80s office.
Well, you think this Tyrell guy's a bad guy?
When you show a character with so much power, chances are they're not the good guy.
The established wealthy man in the movie is
Even Batman doesn't have such a cool office. He has a cave, though. That's pretty cool.
That's how they sway you from thinking he's a villain, because if they introduce Wayne Manor, you're gonna think, oh, that Bruce Wayne guy, Batman's cool, but Wayne, this Bruce Wayne dude, he's the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then they show Bruce sliding down the pole into the into the cave. Oh, he's a cool guy.
He's my friend now.
He's got a bat cave.
Yeah.
You know who had a cave? Buffalo Bill.
He had a well.
You got me. Thanks for joining
Thank
me.
Thank you. I hope I could accompany you
in
another
minute
adventure.
You're going to do more.
Yeah.
It's a good minute. Dude, Deckard meets Rachel.
Rachel.
That's all that matters. Thank you, everyone, for joining us.
Thank you.
On the Blade Runner Minute. It's a podcast that we do. And check us out.
One of your kids is... Definitely needs a...
Yeah, something's going on.
I need to make a phone call.
Someone's retiring my child out there. Check us out on Facebook later.
So for now.